This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Monday morning to you. This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial. Don't forget, if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Klaus, give us a call right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. And you are not, off your calendar or out of it. We are doing a show this week on Monday instead of Thursday. And we are joined in studio this week by CJ Klaus and Andy Yadro of Klaus Financial. How you guys doing?
Good. I'm impressed you got Yadro right. It's normally Yardo or something like that.
I wrote it. I put a hyphen in there. Can you see that?
Good job,
Sean. Wrote it phonetically.
It's Christmas.
It is Christmas. Yes, exactly. Great to see you, CJ. Great to see you, Andy. How you doing, Andy?
Doing well.
Really good to see both of you. And if you are not familiar with the show, it is a fun show. We do this each and every Thursday, nearly each and every Thursday at 8 a.m. And of course, the folks from Klaus love questions. They love interacting. They love getting to know you. Number of ways to do it. First off, of course, got a question right now. You can give us a call. Pick up the phone, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can also find them online. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S. Financial.com. A lot of fantastic information about Klaus Financial online on that website. Also an opportunity to get to know you as well is if you scroll down a bit, there's an envelope and it says it's your opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It says stay connected. You click on that. Not only do you get a quick snapshot of things going on in the market once a week, you get a link to the most recent podcast. So if you missed part of today's show, miss any of the past shows as well, they will come in your inbox. It's a really cool thing there as well. Again, if you've got questions, give us call. We'd love to get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. So today we are going to be talking about ways to decompress from holiday stress. Sounds like a plan to me. That's a really good idea.
The holidays, the best of times and the most stressful of times.
I read that
one. So we're going to first start by taking a deep breath.
Oh, man.
We know that sometimes it's easy to get caught up in the excitement of spending money during the holidays, whether it be on presents, food, travel expenses. Oftentimes we spend more money on ourselves. So we want to look at ways today to take a closer look at your current financial standing and help you recover from some of that potential stress. So the first good thing to do would be assess your new debt load. Many people put their holiday shopping on credit cards, so you'll want to take a close look at your own situation and put together a plan to pay that off right out of the gate. Gaining clarity on the state of your finances now versus procrastinating into the first few months of the new year is important, especially when interest rates start racking up. So maybe you took money from savings for Christmas. In that sense, you might want to plan a way to replenish the savings. Might be a good thing to start thinking about. Next, review possible gift returns. So we've all gotten gifts that we look and we go, hey, thanks, but may never use that. If that is the case, you don't think you'll wear it, you don't think you'll use it, promptly returning that to the store, exchanging it for something you may actually use, or even just getting store credit is another good option. A lot of times that's an option if you don't have a receipt with the gift that you received. And this will just eliminate the guilt then of not using the gift that you received. Third thing we'll want to talk about is sending in all of your rebates. So I'm raising my hand right now, guilty of that. Thank you, Menards. So many big ticket items, appliances, televisions are sold with a rebate offer during the holiday season. Make sure you take full advantage of these and actually mail them in because they do expire. You'll also want to put it on your calendar. So after you mail them in, check back, make sure that you actually received the return money. And sometimes these rebates do come back in just like a small index card type thing in the mail. Really easy to throw away, so be on the lookout for that after you mark your calendar.
Little things with little zipper things on the sides, and you open it and go, what is this? And you're excited because you think it's going to be an offer for car insurance, and it's a check. That's the way to go. Great stuff this morning. Andy Yadro, as well as CJ Klaus, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. If you have questions for CJ and Andy, give us a call now. Get you on the air. 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. Let's look to, I'm going to call myself out on this one. One of my favorite things, which is post-holiday sales. Good opportunity, great thing to be taking advantage of, or no?
Yeah, this is yes and no, I guess, would be the response, which is difficult. But at the end of the day, if you have cash that you have set aside to purchase Christmas gifts, and you have enough set aside that you can purchase next year's Christmas gifts and take advantage of a post-Christmas sale or, everybody knows, Black Friday. We're huge fans of that. That's great. That's planning ahead. However, we as Americans are not real great at planning ahead. It's one reason that retirement planning tends to sit on the back of your shelf somewhere, and typically we have people coming in at 55 or 60 saying, ah, I know I should have been in here 10 or 15 years earlier, but now I finally have pain on this topic and I've come to meet with you. So in a similar way, as it relates to like purchasing ahead of your future needs for gifts, we're not real good at doing this. So here's what Andy and I hear. We hear people come into the office and say, well, listen, there were some great sales. I saved so much money, but I blew it from my emergency reserve. And I go, okay. And listen, don't take offense to this, you guys, but if that's you, then it's not an emergency reserve. That money is actually a I'm irresponsible and I'm going to go blow it reserve. Like, call it what it is. It's not emergencies at all. You're just going to use it for whatever you want to. Don't be that person. Your emergency reserve is meant for just that, emergencies. Now, again, where this also gets tricky is even if you have money set aside, we'll often hear people who do this, where they say, hey, yes, I'm buying, an artificial Christmas tree for next Christmas. Great idea, because after Christmas, these go way down in price, by the way. Great idea. And then they go, yeah, but I can't find it. We have this big storage locker and I put it in the back. I don't know where the thing is. I think I might have lent it to my brother and I don't know. And you go, oh. So again, our ability to kind of plan ahead, our ability to purchase ahead of those needs, have money set aside, and then when we get to that next season, actually know where those gifts are, that can be quite a bit of a challenge. But some things to consider. Review your savings account, and again, just make sure you have that 3 to 6 months of living expenses set aside in an emergency reserve and only use it for emergencies. Next would be to just review your retirement accounts. How much did you put away in 2019, and how much was matched inside of your 401k plan or 403b? And then how can you improve that or slightly increase that into 2020? So one thing we see from really successful investors is that they will take a portion of their cost of living adjustment from their employer and just carve out a portion and increase that into their 401k plan. This can be a great strategy for just increasing that contribution up to 10 or 15% of your pay and eventually maybe even maxing out into your 401k plan without really even feeling it, because you're never taking out of your take home, you're just taking out of the raise or cost of living adjustment that you get.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Andy Yadro, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. We typically do this on Thursdays, a special Monday morning appearance. If you have questions for Andy or CJ, they'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget about Kloss Financial's telephone number, 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Again, their number, 442-5637, and the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And speaking of fantastic websites, another great website, CJ, you have for folks that involve Social Security.
Yes, so you've heard us talk about this. Well, actually, we're on a different day. I keep forgetting this. So not everybody who's listening right now listens to our show. We do this every week. We've done it for about 7 or 8 years now. But for those who have listened to our show before, you've heard us talk about SSA.gov, Social Security Administration.gov, which is the Social Security Administration's website. Listen, I'm not a huge fan of government websites in general, and yet I have to admit, this is a really great resource. And it's a responsible thing that Social Security Administration did, which was to say, hey, why are we going to mail out these physical statements to people across hundreds of millions of people? Mm-hmm. Let's instead just provide a really secure, great online resource where people can jump online and download their statement whenever they want to. So I encourage every American, if you have not gone on to SSA.gov and established a username and password to access your benefit, go ahead and do that, because any financial advisor who's planning for an eventual retirement is going to want to see that that Social Security statement, because that is what they will use to project into the future. So again, SSA.gov.
Really good website there. Don't forget, as always, if you have questions for CJ and Andy, give us a call. We'll get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Andy from Kloss Financial and take more of your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaus and Andy Audrow, of course, from Klaus Financial, online klausfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Again, that number, 442-5637. Or if you have questions for CJ and Andy, love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. As a matter of fact, Chris joins us this morning. Chris, welcome to the program. You're on the air with CJ and Andy from Klaus Financial.
Good morning, and thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
I'll try to have a helpful question here, but my situation is, according to an online YouTube video, I'm a prodigious accumulator of wealth, 49 years old, pretty much stabilized my family's retirement plans for myself. But I'm kind of curious about what advice you have for that legacy stage where you have extra funds now for the next 10 to 15 years of working life. Specifically for my two daughters, we're looking at custodial Roth as a way of balancing out and giving them time in the market, lowered risk, minimal exposure to us for inheritance and passing on wealth. Why is custodial Roth not used more often, or are there other vehicles I should be looking at for inheritance?
Yeah, great question, Chris. Really insightful, and I just appreciate people like you who are thinking out into the future beyond yourself. So to answer your question, there are a few different ways to think strategically about planning for your kids and planning for a kind of generational wealth. One of those being Roth IRAs. So if you can make a Roth IRA contribution on behalf of a minor child and there's income to offset these contributions, there can be truly almost no better way to save for their future, because it's growing tax-free. Contributions are after tax, and you have to have earned income to offset the contribution, but then the growth is tax-free. However, that money still will be theirs, right? So it's not as though you're protecting them from blowing it. That's the key here. Once they become an adult, they still have the ability to quote unquote screw that up. So that's one way, and it's a very good way to save for your child's future in a really tax efficient way. However, some families will look and say, all right, well, the wealth that I have created will eventually pass on to them or my grandchildren as well. What's the most responsible way to do that? And that's when you start getting into what attorneys will call like beneficiary trust IRA establishments, where effectively the money is not theirs immediately, but it goes out to them over a period of time. Or even what are known as dynastic trusts, where the money never leaves the trust infrastructure but is available to them for spending. Now, I'm throwing out lingo here. You'd have to talk to your advisor or attorney to understand it. But there are some really good kind of like sequential resources to think about, or tools, I should say, to think about in terms of what is the situation with my particular family and what is the best solution for my particular family. Because yours, Chris, might not look anything like mine, right? My kids may be irresponsible, and I'm very fearful of them going through divorces and losing all the wealth because they don't know how to handle it. And yours might be a separate issue. You go, no, they're very, very responsible. I just need to think of tax-efficient ways of getting the money to them. So different tools for different families. But does that help?
It did. I mean, and that's kind of where we are at. Basically, they're 17 and 19 now. We'll continue to contribute to those Roths matching for years until we can't. But we are in that stage of involving them and educating them of the purpose of it.
Yep.
Not making it about the money, but making it about concepts of time and compound interest and responsibility with that.
You bet.
The big background question, I think everyone who's in the situation of 50 and pretty stable, is the basic idea that taxes and access to Medicare and Medicaid are basically going to be in 20 years very prorated, I think, and progressive, in the sense that, you know,
right,
we're just trying to isolate and protect those assets from future expenditures. Not to be cheap, but I'm just saying, you know, that's something that's going to happen. And while, like, well, if it's locked up, or at least in a dynastic or in those tools you said, that would be one way of passing on an inheritance.
Right.
Just a sort of a background noise that I think people are starting to pick up on about the taxes in the future.
You bet. Yeah, yeah. And a lot of people, Chris, will also say, well, hey, those Roth IRAs are going to go away at some point, and they're just going to take all that money, which, as you know, there's no guarantees with any government. They can do what they want to do. But as you look at legislation around this, there's really been no desire for Congress to say, ha, 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 gotcha, we're changing the rules in the 11th hour. They have a desire, though, to grandfather and change rules going forward. So for those who are out there who are fearful of losing the tax-free growth of their Roth IRAs, we see that as wildly improbable, but we could see at some phase where they stop allowing you to put in new money, right? Meaning new contributions might not be able to go in. So for those that it makes sense, yeah, take a look at a Roth IRA. I think Chris is right on.
Really good conversation, Chris, and thank you for the call. And that clears open a line. If you have questions for CJ or Andy, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, I'd love to answer them for you right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, the website klossfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial. Don't forget that first appointment at Kloss Financial is complimentary. Their telephone number, 442-5637. We'll talk about some more ideas for year-end planning and reducing stress. We will do that next and take more of your calls as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with CJ Kloss and Andy Audrow, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, the website klossfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S financial.com, and their telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. As we're winding down this Monday morning, let's talk about some of the other ideas for year-end planning and reducing stress.
Yeah, you bet. So as retirement planners, we really believe in seeing the whole picture in front of you being better than not really knowing what your true picture is, of course. So planning for retirement is important, and reducing your stress today ultimately by planning will greatly help, and it really doesn't have to be that difficult. So a couple good things to do. Number one being putting together a net worth statement. It's surprising the amount of people that come into our office and actually have never seen what their net worth is on paper before. Take time to carefully review your bank statements, tally your debts, savings, putting it all together, taking your assets minus your liabilities, and that's how you determine your net worth. Another common way to think about it is what you own minus what you owe, and that will give you your net worth. So this is a good thing to track to because it's an easy way to give you a clear, concise way of how your finances are performing. Are they improving? Are they standing still? Or maybe after the holidays, they're potentially getting a little bit worse. You'll also want to list your financial highs and lows for 2019. So we know that all cars these days, and have been, I would assume, for quite a long time now, come with a rearview mirror. So it's important to increase a driver's awareness and helps you safely change lanes. So when it comes to your money, looking back can help you make changes going forward. Review how things went for the year. If you don't like what you see, then you can decide how you want to change course. So this should be looked at as a positive way to begin your new year. No way to beat yourself up of what happened in the past, but just understand where you've been and ultimately where you need to go. And the last thing we want to remind people is to listen to our Money in Motion show or our podcast, as Sean has said, every Thursday for additional tips on how to reduce your financial stress and plan for your retirement.
Great advice there, as always. And as Andy pointed out, we do this Thursdays at 8 a.m., typically 8 a.m. Thursdays, of course, with the holidays. Things got moved around a little bit. If you like the show, you want to hear some of the previous shows, you can always go to klossfinancial.com, listen in the podcast section, and of course, listen to the show live as well. Each and every Thursday, that website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. CJ, Andy, always fun hanging out with you guys. Enjoy the week and Merry Christmas.
Thanks, Sean.
Merry Christmas.
Let's go. We'll check in next with our friends, of course, from Troll Bites. We'll check news first. 1310 WIBA news time is 8:34.
This is Money in Motion with Klass Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klass Financial Asset Advisors LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klass Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klass Financial.